Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. I've often struggled to understand the phrase, always remember him. Whenever I hear it in church or I read it in the scriptures, I think, does that mean that we need to always be thinking of Jesus Christ? Even when there are so many other thoughts that occupy our minds throughout the day. And how would we even begin to do that? Well, I had a little epiphany when I was reading in the Book of Mormon the other day in 3 Nephi chapter 18. And this is the point where Christ is visiting the ancient American people and he's instituting the sacrament here so that his followers are able to reflect on his atonement and renew their spiritual promises to him. And in verse 7 of that chapter, it says that we eat the sacramental bread in remembrance of Christ's body, which he had shown unto this group of people. Well, I wasn't there. I haven't seen Christ's body in the flesh, but I need to remember that he really did that he really showed himself to other believers. I need to remember that he also performed miracles in many people's lives and that he's still performing miracles in my life today, and that his power is real and accessible through the atonement. So in short, I don't need to always be thinking of him to remember him. I just need to never allow myself to forget or to doubt what he has already done and what he is still doing for me and for those around me. And remembering all of the good things that Christ has done for us in the past helps us to come unto him and to prepare to make our way back home to live with him again someday. And that really is his greatest desire for us, that we'll all be able and worthy to do that. In this most recent LDS General Conference, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf said that there are two main reasons we need to point our lives in the direction of returning home to Christ, of coming closer to him and to our Heavenly Father. And those two reasons are, number one, that our lives will be made better for doing that, and that others' lives will be made better as well. So to address the first point, when we make choices that bring us closer to God, closer to obeying him and living righteously, things inevitably get better for us. President Uchtdorf said this, quote, "Following the Savior will not remove all of your trials. However, it will remove the barriers between you and the help your Heavenly Father wants to give you. God will be with you. He will direct your steps. He will walk beside you and even carry you when your need is greatest. You will experience the sublime fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." Close quote. Even though our circumstances might not change right away when we choose to follow Christ, and the world is still going to be as wicked and as fallen as it ever was, we can feel peace and stay calm and have the power to cope with everything that is thrown at us when we are closer to him. To address the second point, that others' lives will be made better, when we focus our lives on becoming worthy to return to Heavenly Father someday, we can help other people see the potential that exists within themselves. When people see our example, and when you share your experiences with them of turning to Jesus Christ, it gives hope that anyone can decide that they want to be better and make the changes in their lives necessary to do it. President Uchtdorf said, quote, "Perhaps you don't consider yourself all that useful. Perhaps you don't consider yourself a blessing in someone's life. Often we look at ourselves, we see only our limitations and our deficiencies. We might think we have to be more of something for God to use us. Blessings will come not so much because of your abilities, but because of your choices. And the God of the universe will work within and through you, magnifying your humble efforts for his purposes." Close quote. We need to remember also that some of the greatest, most inspiring, and influential people in the world all started out feeling like inadequate beginners. But they put their trust in God, they remembered what he had done for them and for the world, and they put one foot in front of the other, slowly but surely, and let the Lord guide them to how they could best be of use. This can happen to you too. If you decide that you want to focus your life on returning to God someday, he can work miracles in and through you, if you let him. I'd recommend watching again that talk from President Uchtdorf, and it's called A Yearning for Home from this most recent LDS General Conference. And you can find that talk and others on mormonchannel.org and on our app. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from President Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "How much better the world would be if we all gave gifts of understanding and compassion." And maybe that's exactly what the Lord needs you to be willing to do in your circle of influence right now. He needs you to be understanding and compassionate to yourself and understanding and compassionate of other people to help them feel hope and to help them feel like they actually can change their lives for the better and return to live with God someday. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.